From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Little Jimmy Dickens.
When the crops all in and the work's all done, gonna clean out the barn, have a little fun, throw salt on the floor, sweep it all around, do the boogie to the salt they sound. Hey, shovel on the salt, boogie on the salt, if you don't have fun, it's your darn fault. Hey, the salty boogie till your barn tumbles down. That's so funny, boy. Well, I'll be there in my Sunday clothes, a cute little redhead, a freckle on the nose. The dance will be just a good excuse to turn my baby every way but loose. Hey, shovel on the salt, boogie on the salt. If you don't have fun, it's your own darn fault. Hey! Yes! You do the salty boogie till your mind tumbles down.
And friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry. And friends, I do mean that we have a big show for you tonight.
Well, that's right, Jimmy, with Rod Brasfield and Minnie Pearl and Chester Atkins, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
You bet your life, and that's not all, Grant Turner, because I've invited over two real good-looking fellers who sing up a storm, Teddy and Doyle, the Wilburn Brothers. Well, like I say, friends, Teddy and Doyle Wilburn are pretty handsome fellers, that's for sure. But you always got to take the ridiculous with the good. And I'm talking about the U.S. Army's greatest sad sack, that teller of tall tales from Hohenwald, Tennessee, Rod Brasfield. Here he comes.
Tater-eating booger, you? When I heard that you was going to be on the show tonight, I brought me a raw tater. You want to buy?
Well, of course I do, Rod.
Well, that's the best Nancy Hall I ever ate.
That's a good-looking tater, I see. Hey, Rod.
Huh?
Where are you going, old buddy?
I'm looking for a job.
Looking for a job?
Well, I lost the best I ever had.
I had no idea.
Hey, I was working in a big department store, you know what
I'm saying? Now, here now, Rod. Don't feed everybody on the show a tater.
I was working in this big department store.
Yes?
And all I done was take a sign off of a shirt waist and put it over on the bathtub, and the boss got mad and fired me.
Is that so?
Yeah.
What did the sign say, Rod?
Well, all it said was, how would you love to see your best girl in this for $1.98?
Yeah.
Woo. I went in this big department store, and I was going to get me a job, see, and they was going to try me out there to see if I could qualify for the job.
Absolutely.
Well, the first department they put me in was the music department.
Yeah.
And I love music.
Well, of course.
Well, there's a woman come in there and says to me, young man, do you carry pianos? I says, no, ma'am, we push them.
Yeah.
They moved me over in the grocery department then, Jill.
That's a nice department.
Yeah, I always did like vine sausage and potted meat and stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
Well, sir, I stand there and this lady come in. She saw this great big old box of prunes are sitting there.
Prunes?
Yeah, she says, oh, what are those? I said, lady, them are is prunes.
Them are is prunes.
Them are is prunes. She says, oh, what are prunes? I says, that's plums with inflammatory rheumatism. About that time, she says, I want to buy a chicken.
Yes, sir.
Want to buy a chicken. I said, do you want to pull it? She said, no, just put it in a paper poke and I'll carry it home just like everybody else.
Who's some salesman, Rod?
Then she turned around to me and says, young man, what have you got in the shape of bananas? I says, cucumbers. About that time, Jimmy, they moved me over in another department, the ladies' lingerie department.
Oh,
nice soft job, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was standing there, and there's a great big fat woman. I swear she looked like a bale of hay with a middle bale busted. She come walking in there to me and says, young man, I'd like to see a nightgown that would fit me. I said, so would I. She says to me, says, young man, I'd like to buy a pair of bloomers to wear around my gymnasium.
Is that right?
I just looked at it and I said, well, lady, what size is your gymnasium? And then she started out the door and then she turned around to me and said, oh, by the way, I forgot. I want to see your summer underwear. And I said, well, ma'am, I just can't show them to you. She said, well, why can't you? I said, by net, it's turned cold, and I've done gone to my long handle.
Say, Jimmy, have you noticed lately how many fellas are finding real deep down contentment in smoking a pipe?
I sure have, Grant. It seems to me that more of them are lighting up with Prince Albert smoking tobacco more so than any other kind.
Yes, sir. PA is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Why, that's only natural.
You see, nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA. And Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the mellow, ripe, natural flavor of fine choice tobacco. Locks that flavor right in for you to enjoy pipeful after pipeful. And PA is crimp cut, so it packs neat and firm in your pipe. Smokes cool and long burning.
So get yourself a pipe and test mild, mellow Prince Albert yourself, fellas.
Pack your next pipe or making cigarette with tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Ask for Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, let's not waste any more time along here. Let's make welcome those two fine Decca recording artists, the Wilburn Brothers. Here they are, everybody. Teddy, Doyle, I want you to know that we're glad to have you here at the old Ryman Auditorium with us tonight.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I'm not going to waste any more time. Just going to turn you two fellas loose right here and tell the folks what you'd like to sing, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Jimmy. With your permission, we'd like to do one side of our latest Decca record.
The Mixed Up Medley, is that okay?
I think that'd be fine, Teddy.
I told the whippoorwill, told the daffodil, just how pretty you smile, just like so well, all about you. I told the mockingbird every single word that you said was worthwhile. Yes, I told them all about you. I told the moon and every little star that shines above, the way you roll your eyes and how you love. Each little honeybee says it's gonna be a honeymoon for two. Yes, I told them all about you.
Swing that cow, fart, and saw. Oh, everybody.
little bit of background music always helps us to set the mood for one of our favorite moments on the Grand Ole Opry when we get to sing a sacred or a gospel song for you, friends. This one's always been very special to us here at the Opry, and we hope it means a lot to you out there. If I could hear my mother pray again.
How sweet and happy seem those days of which I dream, when memory recalls them now and then. And with that rapture sweet, my weary heart would beat if I could hear my mother
a lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Tell me something, Jimmy. Is there a real art to rolling your own making cigarette?
Well, it all depends on the tobacco you use, Grant. Now, I know one thing for sure. It don't take hardly any talent at all to roll a perfect making smoke with Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Yeah, P.A. sure rolls easy because it's crimped cut, so it doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. And you talk about mild and tasty. Man, P.A. brings natural tobacco mildness and flavor to every making cigarette. Now, that's because it's specially processed to hold and heighten nature's aged-in mellow-ripe goodness.
Tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be.
So, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert. Taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Nature in her own sure way put the flavor in PA. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree. It's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Well, we've got the pleasure of bringing on our very favorite piano player. It's Miss Delwood, and let's catch up with her now, cause she's a-going along on the Rocky Mountain Express.
Thank you.
very much. We enjoyed that, I'm quite sure. Now I'll tell you something else, friends, we enjoy, and that's more girls, especially one particular girl, because she's one that's kind of extra, got that extra special something, and she's a girl who gets more gossip than anyone else from Grinder Switch. Cousin Minnie Pearl! Yes, she does!
Jimmy, well, I'm so glad you're here.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
No, that's what I say. A fella grabbed me out there and tried to kick me, a stranger.
Ah, Minnie? You mean a perfect stranger?
Well, he wasn't perfect, but he was a stranger. I don't ask for him to be perfect no more. I can't afford to be choicy. But you know, I reckon you all think all I think about is just kissing. That's right. But you ought to see, Jimmy, you don't know something. You ought to see the way men's hearts flutter when I get around them. I can make men's hearts just flutter. Okay. Just go bing, 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 just like that. You ought to see one after I've chased him for about 6 blocks. Ooh, it's awful. But they don't seem to make Hezzy jealous, Jimmy. Oh, I can't make Hezzy jealous. I believe any feller that could make Hezzy jealous could smuggle daylight past a rooster. I believe it, too. Well, I'd like to say arithmetic problem here for you, Jim.
Arithmetic?
Yeah, arithmetic. 1 + 1 equal romance. 1 feller + 1 gal + 1 preacher equal 1 married couple.
Yeah.
1 couple + 1 year. Equals 2 and 1 to carry. Well, says old Jim, I want to tell you now, you're a good friend of mine, and I know you've wondered all these years about what kind of training my mammy gave me when I was a young girl, didn't you?
I have.
Well, I'll tell you, when I was a young girl, about 16, it's about 2 years ago, my mammy said to me, oh, well, Tommy Jackson, you hush. My mammy said to me, she said, Minnie Pearl, that there's my name, Minnie Pearl. That's why she called me that. She said, whatever you do when you start having dates and keeping company and going steady with these fellas, you remember 2 words.
What's that?
Don't and stop. Just remember them 2 words and everything will be all right. So now when I go out with a feller, and he starts to put his arm around me or kiss me or anything, I just remember them 2 words. Don't stop! Bye!
Oh, neighbor, ain't that gal something? I'm crazy about Cousin Minnie Pearl. And I'll bet the rest of you folks in our audience tonight, wherever you are crazy about the Wilburn brothers, too. How about it, folks? Another number from Gordon Taylor.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'd like to turn our latest record over and do the ballad side called Temptation Go Away.
There is the drink I will not take, and vows I made I won't forsake, and leave her trusting heart to break. Temptation go away. Just because we are apart, temptation you can't rule my heart. You're just the devil's work of art. Temptation, go away. Temptation, must you strive with me? Why can't you go and let me be? For my sweetheart is true to me. Temptation, go away. You've been around since time began, breaking hearts of many men. I know you'll break mine if you can. Temptation, go away. Temptation everywhere in sight. You say go on, have fun tonight. You make the wrong seem almost right. Temptation, go away. I know you want me to forget the truest one I've ever met. Though we're apart, she loves me yet. Temptation, go away. Temptation, I won't let you lose.
and make me just another fool who thinks it's smart to break the rules. Temptation, go away.
Temptation, I know right from wrong, and I know where my heart belongs. So why don't you leave me alone? Temptation, go away.
How about that, boy?
Thank you. Thank you, fellas. Thanks a lot. Well, our doggies, look who's here. It's the finest doggone guitar picker in the land, Chester Atkins, playing South. Chester, well, sir, when a country boy rears back and sings a love song, well, that's kind of a special kind of song done in a special kind of way, and I sincerely hope that you don't mind the way this little old country boy does one called We Could. If anyone could find the joy that true love brings a girl and boy, we could, you and I. If anyone could ever say that their true love was here to stay, we could, you and I. When you're in my arms, I know you're happy to be there. And just as long as I'm with you, I'm happy anywhere. If anyone could pray each night to thank the Lord that all is right, we could, you and I. Thank you. could pray each night to thank the Lord that all is right. We could, you and I. Well, sir, honest to goodness, good neighbor, we just don't know where the time runs to. But ours is all gone, and we have to say goodbye. You be on the lookout next week, though, because two Hanks are coming by to pick you up in the old buckboard. First of all is one great guy and a great star in our country music field, Hank Snow. And he's bringing along everybody's favorite, Hank Locklin. I'm sure you'll all want to be along with us. Till then, this is Little Jim Dickens saying thank you for everything. And we'll be seeing you at the Grand Ole Opry next Saturday night when we'll present another array of country music stars from Nashville, Tennessee.
How can you measure the enjoyment you get from your cigarette? By the way the smoke feels and tastes. That's why so many smokers favor king-size Cavaliers. When you smoke a Cavalier, you can feel and taste the smoking enjoyment. Feel the smooth, light, easygoing quality of the smoke. Taste the rich, welcome flavor. Yes, that's the two-way smoking pleasure you get with every puff of a king-size Cavalier. Today's the day to discover the fresh, new feeling of smoking wonderful Cavaliers. Today's the day to catch up with the thousands of smokers who found that Cavalier is the cigarette that gives you the extras at no extra cost. Yes, you get all the extras when you smoke king-size Cavaliers. Extra length, extra flavor, and extra value. Yes, remember, there has been no increase in the price of Cavaliers. Get your carton of king-size Cavalier cigarettes today. This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.